The repression in Italy has developed models of intervention which, as we all know, have been exported from the United States to Greece and so on. But at the same time, we have to keep in mind that Italy also imported tools, repressive tools. I'm thinking, for instance, of forensic technologies such as the use of biometric recognition in its most unbelievable, unreliable forms, such as gait recognition, chromatic recognition, lexicon recognition, without mentioning the DNA analysis that is now a common practice in all the repressive systems around the world. I believe that the use of these tools can be easily normalized and multiplied in order to strike against many different contexts of struggle with all the asymmetry that they embody, with the chance for the prosecutor to use all these pseudo-sciences against the defense, and always keeping in mind the cost of these practices and of trying to confront them during a trial. But beyond the role of the Italian repressive forces as a vanguard and its transmission of know-how to other states, I think it's really important to observe, to analyze, and to spread a radical criticism about the work of Europol, about structures such as RANPOL, the anti-radicalization network of EU police forces, or the European Counter-Terrorism Center, ECTC, because these are repressive structures at European level that are actually working really hard to promote online content censorship, to promote a wider definition of extremism and terrorism, like swapping these tools from the repression of the jihadist context towards the anarchist and Marxist one, up to the possibility of implementing repressive operations and investigations against conflict, against solidarity at a European scale, at a European level, phenomena that are now still in a fairly early stage, but that have already taken concrete steps towards the possibility of closing counter-information website through requests between one country and another. So thanks again for this event, surely creating initiatives to put pressure, to spread counter-information, to organize benefits is a way to support not only imprisoned comrades, but to strengthen the conflict, because it basically means demonstrating that the fear they're trying to sow everywhere is not managing to take root inside and outside of Italy. I believe it is anyway increasingly important to be able to be clear, to be understandable, not necessarily welcomed, but understandable, to be able to speak loudly our versions of the events, because to explain our struggle is a very important part of the struggle itself. Thanks again, buone lotte.